This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow News Tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, and I do mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. Don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And please check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the undergroundusa.com website, that's undergroundusa.com, Frank Salvato.
Mr. Captain.
Well, it's 55 degrees here, so they're not going to stay out real long. There they go. And it's probably in the 40s where you're at, I'm guessing, right?
It's a little brisk.
Okay, because it's in the 30s in Georgia and parts of Alabama, and it's below freezing in the upper 20s up north of Atlanta, which you might expect this time of the year. But we're going to warm it up because we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I hate to have to do this, but here we go again. We've got this Omicron variant that's out there. Our president was told it would take a couple of weeks to have a definite group of data about what was going on here by little Dr. Fauci. And we have also been told by the doctor where this came out of in South Africa, as a matter of fact, I'll read the exact statement, the Omicron variant causes unusual but mild symptoms, according to the South African Medical Association head doctor, the lady that issued the warning to begin with.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she's kind of scratching her head about why everybody's getting so panicked over this. From everything that that's been reported on this, it is less intense than just catching a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is more contagious than the Delta variant, which we hardly felt. So this is just the media going, oh, there's something new about COVID. Let's just stoke up the fear engine again. And make sure everybody gets all freaked out about it again so we can watch the stock market crash. And Mr. Biden can send his people to the microphones talking about if and when there may be another lockdown. You know, I'm sorry. I can't believe anything the government is telling me anymore about COVID because they lied too many times. And if we're going to start panicking every time there's another variant that comes out with this thing, and remember, all viruses mutate, every single one of them. So there's always variants of a virus that are developed and come out. If we're going to freak out every time something that is less than a cold comes out with the COVID tag to it, then we've turned into a nation of snowflakes that don't know how to wash their hands, Don't cough on people and don't lick doorknobs. This COVID mania has got to stop. We've got to grow a thicker skin. We've become a for lack of a better word, a pussified nation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you can't even get a cold now without panicking. Come on, people.
Well, Chuck Todd yesterday let the cat out of the bag on the media's obsession with this new COVID strain because he came right out of the gate on Meet the Press, and he was never, of course, one to shy away from going full-blown lapdog for the Democrats when he feels the occasion calls for it, which is most of the time. But in a segment from the Today Sunday show, he was talking to Morning Joe's co-host and Today Sunday anchor Willie Geist about Omicron and how Joe Biden should use it to seize back control of the narrative of the pandemic and how Republicans were anti-vaccine mask mandates, insinuating Republicans were dangerous for America going into 2022. His words, not mine.
Well, of course this is a political football. It was a political football in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
In the very beginning, Democrats politicized this. And the Biden administration has COVID to thank for the presidency. And the media hyping the fear. You know, again, in the countries that allowed herd immunity to take place using common sense measures and augmenting those common sense measures with vaccines when they came out, when people wanted to have them,
mm-hmm.
they're completely back to normal. In the states where we didn't have hyper fear problems in Texas and Florida,
mm-hmm.
and when they were unsure about it, when we didn't know anything about it, yeah, we distanced and we masked and we said, hey, pull back a little bit. But once we started to understand what this thing was all about, we realized, yeah, people got to be exposed to it so we could actually move beyond it, just like every other virus that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, lock in place for Omicron or whatever they want to call it. And by the way, they named it that because the next thing in the Greek alphabet was Z, and you don't want to have a variant named after the Chinese leader.
That's true. You're absolutely right. Hold that thought, folks. You're right back with Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website. And yeah, that is true, what he just said. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we are going to do it. Let's talk about Moss Nissan first, because Moss Nissan brings you this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and it's always been amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Well, it's pretty simple. It starts with Moss Care. That gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Then, of course, you've got the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. And then, of course, their motto, Moss Nissan. Their mission statement is, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, they've got a large selection of vehicles, new and pre-owned, all the colors and accessories you could think about. All you got to do is check them out, and you can check them out online before you go to visit them at one of their locations. Now, you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Their locations are currently in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, they're building an all-new, brand-new dealership up in Brooksville that'll be open in a couple of months or so. And I'll be up there when that happens with a grand opening. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Kent.
We have a caller on the line, I believe. I know who this is. Backgammon Bob with a question. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir, Captain. A couple questions here on the virus. First question is, does the government have the power to make lockdowns mandatory, or is that strictly up to states' rights only? And the second thing is, I heard on TV where the doctor was talking about, said the booster shot is more effective against some of these new ones. And he was stating that the follow-up mutations are generally less severe than the original viruses. All right, I guess that's it, Captain.
You know, Frank, I think he just woke up because we just got done talking about that.
Well, yeah, and then to the lockdowns, the mandates, no. There has to be legislation to make something have the power of law.
Mm-hmm.
The president coming out saying we're mandating this and mandating that. You saw what happened when he was trying to mandate vaccinations for the private sector industries. He had to use a workaround through OSHA,
mm-hmm.
which got thrown out by the courts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the contortion that has to happen with these lockdown mandates. They can't be forever on and off and on and off and on and off. It doesn't work that way. And as far as the variants are concerned, all the variants are going to be less than the beginning. And as far as the vaccinations are concerned, you know, hey, they don't seem to be, you know, if you can still get it after you get vaccinated, and the number of people who are getting it after you're vaccinated is a significant number, we have to look at the boosters. Okay, how about we just do this? Wash your hands. Don't sneeze in people's faces. Follow what your mother said when you were a kid. Wash your hands. Don't lick doorknobs. And don't sneeze in people's faces. Cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. And I'll bet you we get over this pretty darn quick.
Yeah, well, you know, I was at my doctor's last week, and we were talking about this because this had just started to come out. And I said to the doc, I says, hey, what do you think about all this? And she looked at me and she says, well, here's the deal. Anybody that's been vaccinated, that had the first shot, the second shot, and a booster shot, you got no problem. Don't worry about it. They're trying to do whatever they're trying to do. And she said, as far as this variant is, the jury's out on it. It'll be 3 months before they even have any idea what really is going on with this. And lo and behold, that's what we heard yesterday from somebody else.
Well, where'd Delta go?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd Delta go? Remember the panic about the Delta variant? Delta variant.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Delta variant. Well, where is it? Where was the plague of death?
It's in Deltaville.
The Delta variant.
It's in Deltaville.
Yeah. So, you know, the media has to be stopped with this propagandization.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm looking on Facebook last night, and I see WEAR-TV at a Pensacola mobile. Every single story was about COVID fear, COVID fear, COVID fear. You know, enough.
Mm-hmm.
We're on to you. If that's all you could do, then you've got one monkey working a typewriter in your newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
There's real news out there, people. Go find it and do your jobs.
Well, here's one for you. You ready?
Sure.
Hunter Biden, the gift that keeps on giving. Another excerpt from Miranda Devine's book, Laptop from Hell, came out yesterday. She's releasing this kind of like chapter by chapter. And the information that came out talked about what you and I were talking about, the $8 billion that was passing through his hands, for which he was going to get paid a salary, along with, are you ready for this, Joe Biden's brother, Jim, Uncle Jim, was going to split with Hunter $10 million a year for a minimum of 3 years for just introducing these Chinese to people they could talk to about investing in their companies.
Of course. This is what they've been doing the whole time.
Yep.
Graduating to the White House, that just put an extra zero on the end of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you thought Billy Carter was grafting when he came out with Billy Beer, that's nothing compared to what the Bidens are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, so don't be surprised. Yep. Did we all think they were just going to stop doing this because Joe got elected president?
Of course not.
No, this is the cash cow, people.
Mm-hmm. This is the big time for these guys. And by the way, Hunter Biden, as to seal the deal, they called it, he got a 3.16 carat diamond worth $80,000 handed to him.
Yeah, well, you know, he needs bling. Hunter needs bling. When he's making his videos smoking crack with underage girls, he needs bling. So, of course, they give him a giant diamond. He did well. He pulled in a giant chunk, and he gets to give his uncle his cut, and he gets to give the big guy his cut.
10%.
Of course. Yeah, this is. I'm so happy for the Bidens. They're finally cashing in off of people.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got a caller. Let's see what's going on here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric in Tennessee.
You got about a minute. I'm sorry about the time, but go ahead.
Yeah, no. Roger, I understood. Hey, real quick, regarding the shutdown, lockdown mandates and sequestration of peoples and stuff, that all hinges on the Secretary of Health and Human Services and their designation of an emergency, a disaster preparedness, a whole bunch of disaster preparedness stuff kicks in because it comes out of the PREP Act from 2005 following, you know, the September 11th brouhaha and everything, the tragedies and stuff. And this also goes to state legislatures who are allowing and voting to, not provide sunset legislation for a lot of these governors' Emergency Powers Act that were granted to them at 90, typically are 90-day segments. And that it's up to the people of the state, capital S, capital T, capital A, T, E, the state, and it's several states, you know, small states, to stop the legislatures from allowing the governors to petition the legislatures to extend their emergency powers for all of this sort of thing. It starts at in my opinion, it starts at the local level and not necessarily at the top of the pyramid.
Okay.
Because the politics are going to follow the culture. So if we change the culture of the state legislatures, politics will follow. Thanks, gentlemen. Excellent, sir. Semper Fi.
Thanks, Semper Fi, to you, and good luck to your boys. Okay. Frank, can you stick around another segment?
You bet.
All right, I want to answer this on the other side of the segment here because I know where he was going with all this. And by the way, a little note from George Godfather, and good morning to him in the chat room. He says the Arizona State University students are getting a group together to stop Kyle Rittenhouse from going to their college. So I heard.
You know, why don't we just trample on everybody's freedoms? And since when did the students run the universities? How about the administration get a spine, tell the students to get back to class, put down the kegger nozzle, and busy themselves with their studies?
There you go.
Rather than gratuitous activism that means nothing but trampling on people's rights.
There you go. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue on this Monday morning. Hope you're doing well where you're at. I've got 55 degrees where I'm at, and I know a bunch of you are chilling in the breeze up there, freezing to the North Country. Come on south.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was announced out of South Africa on Friday, many leaders around the world are considering lockdown modes again. A one-size-fits-all response to something that affects all people differently. NIH doctor Francis Collins on CNN says we don't know the science behind Omicron in just 3 days.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS News says he is science and knows best for all Americans.
So if they get up and criticize science,
nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Many of you heard Mark Walters last night on many of these same stations with the Armed American Radio Monster Cast all across the country. And Mark, of course, is on, and you can find out more about him by going to armedamericaradio.org, armedamericaradio.org. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. And remember, Relief Factor is something that I take and I have taken religiously for over 6 years. Now, with me, it's all about the inflammation and the pain that I have associated with the problems that I've had with injuries that I've received over the years. And this natural ingredients that are in this, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, actually help to do that by addressing the body's natural response to inflammation and lowering or eliminating pain by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And it will support healthy joints and muscles. And for only $19.95, you can get started with the 3-week quick start by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Because after all you have to lose is pain. All right, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. All right, let's kind of wrap up the Eric comment. He said a lot in a short period of time there, and a lot of what he said is absolutely positively spot on.
Yeah, I concur with what he said. It comes from an edict from HHS, but it stops at the governor. If the governor doesn't want to enjoin with any kind of mandate, which is the wrong word to use because right. it's really a request, mm-hmm. Then it stops. You know, you've seen HHS and the White House come out in tandem saying, mandate this, mandate that. You saw Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott say, no.
Nope.
You know, I do agree with the sunset stuff, but that's, all politics is local when it comes to that. There should There should be a lot of things that the state legislatures are clawing back power on, including the power to actually execute elections on the federal level, which is in the Constitution. So, you know, the state legislatures, start to understand that your duty isn't just about trying to find new taxation methods, and start doing your job and serving the people. In Florida, we've got a good legislature. Texas does too. You know, and in the states that, that have executed governmental responsibility at the state level, you see good things happening.
Now, I want to say hello to Christine in Sarasota. She made a comment here by message. She says, maybe Kyle should go to Hillsdale College.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if I were President Arn up there, I would be I'd be talking to Kyle about maybe a partial scholarship to get up there.
Right. And I don't know why he chose Arizona State, and now suddenly, well, I'm not surprised that
it's the cheerleaders. That's why. He's young enough to be affected by that. So
now, let's talk about Florida, because you mentioned it with us and Governor Abbott. Florida has reported the lowest daily COVID-19 cases per capita in the United States, and it's been that way for several weeks now. And, you know, when people go, whoa, look at that. You remember they were trying to throw us in the toilet and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. But the red states, Texas, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, we got it right. And all the blue states got it wrong.
Absolutely. And this is because we followed the best practice of science. This is the first time that we've done this lunacy. You know, you're locked down, crush the economy, don't go out, don't touch, don't do anything. You know, hold your breath for 6 months. The best practice is to allow herd immunity to take root. When you can do that, then you can get back to normal faster. Sweden saw it, Norway saw it, Japan saw it. You know, they followed the best practice of science, and they're past it. You know, so mask mandates, lockdowns, it's all prolonging the pain. But that's what this administration wants, because they're using it for political purposes. People, you must open your eyes to that. This was used as a political leverage tool by people who want you to live in fear. Stop living in fear. Well, and we were talking about this before, Matt. You've got 80,000 people showing up at a football stadium. Where's the spike in coronavirus reports?
There isn't any.
You know, I can hear the excuse now. Well, it's smart COVID. It knows not to infect groups larger than 50,000 people. But if you get together with your family for Christmas, you could get affected by smart COVID, because it knows that groups of seven or less, yeah, that's when it comes up. Yeah, it's smart COVID. That's the new variant, smart COVID. It knows not to attack sporting events and protests.
Now we're going to have a little fun, and we're going to play smart politics. We got this midterm election coming up in 2022. I don't see any way that the Democrats don't lose a large amount of seats in the House of Representatives. Control goes back to the Republicans. And they don't lose a fair amount of seats in the Senate, and the control of the Senate goes back to the Republicans, because that's the only way we'll be able to shut down this Democratic administration and the craziness they're trying to run through.
Well, if the electoral process is not tainted, then I agree with you. But as we saw in the last election, there were questionable issues with the integrity of the election, which means we must start screaming about it now. And I mean, we should have surveillance in every corner of every polling place. People should be going in there when they vote with body cameras on. Every single second of every single polling place should be on film. enough with this manipulation of our electoral process, with ballots showing up in the middle of the night, being trucked around, and people being refused access to being able to audit things.
Mm-hmm.
Enough.
Yep.
If they do it again, and you don't see the numbers happen the way they should happen in a midterm election with this inept of a Congress,
mm-hmm,
and this aggressive of a Congress, then you are going to see all hell break loose from coast to coast.
You bet.
People will not put up with it.
You bet. You're right. You're absolutely right. And I do know that some of these elections we just had back here a little while ago, they had a number of spotters, poll watchers that were in these polls that hadn't been there before, that were taking notes and casting any doubts or whatnot that were going on. And a lot of things got caught. A lot of things got caught that wouldn't have been caught otherwise.
Well, you've got state legislatures coming out now after the fact,
mm-hmm,
just like everything, just like the Federal Election Commission. Everything is after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
You've got state legislatures coming out now after the fact saying, yeah, a lot went wrong in that election, and those results shouldn't have been certified. Oh, well, thanks for telling us now. That's what we were trying to scream about on January 6th, when Pelosi had her thugs go over there and instigate things and make things appear as they weren't. That's what protesting the Electoral College vote was all about, which, by the way, got stopped,
mm-hmm,
because people dressed in black, who we have never identified, spurred people into doing stupid things, and Pelosi and Schumer shut down all of the protestations about the Electoral College certification.
Correct.
You want to know where the insurrection was, people? The insurrection wasn't on the outside. It was on the inside.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I still wonder about those guys in those black fatigues with the helmets they had on and the backpacks. And weapons that they were carrying, not guns, but they had clubs, they had bars, and we all saw them.
None of them have been identified as having been arrested on January 6th or afterwards, so you got to wonder.
Not one. And again, these were probably the guys that were working with the government that helped to stir this thing on, because that's what this was all about. Okay, I knew the music was coming. So, there you go. I will talk to you on Friday. And boy, it'll be fun then, too.
You bet. Stay low, my friend.
Thank you very much. That's Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that he does. And I will be right back with more. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. And now it's that time of the morning on a Monday where we start talking about sports with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone, the Sports Zone quarterback. He's also the insurance quarterback, and here's why.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and a reminder for you, Patrick Hyland and I on Friday at 5:33 are going to talk about what's happening this year to Medicare, aren't we, Mr. Hyland?
Yes, sir, we are. A lot of changes, so please stay tuned for that.
And they're not good either. They're more expensive.
Yep. Yeah, you know, last week really to make a change, Captain, and you want to listen Friday because then I can see you over the weekend or Monday or Tuesday before the deadline to help you out and get you through the maze, to say the least.
All right.
Anybody wants to talk to me now, 866-1052, 813-966-1052.
All right.
We'll meet for a cup of coffee and be friends. Hey, Cap, how about the Bengals beating the Steelers? 41?
Well, I was a little surprised, to be honest with you, about that one, but...
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those weekends where some teams, like for example, let's remember, you know who at the end of the hallway, Da Bears.
Yeah, they should have beat Detroit, please. Detroit's the worst team in the National Football League, so not good. But here we go again, Captain, 31-point loss. Buffalo did great on Thanksgiving. Speaking about Thanksgiving, you know, 31-6. Dear Lord, man. I mean, just a lot of crazy games. The best game of the day, though. And we called it on the Sports Zone. We'll be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Indianapolis Colts. Two great teams, one in the AFC, one in the NFC, and 38-31 final. What a game. Went back and forth and very exciting. So congratulations to the Bucks. The Carolina Panthers losing to the Miami Dolphins 33-10. Another, you know, this big, big spread of a game of not keeping it close. I don't get it. I don't get it. And Carolina, that didn't help them at all in the wild card race because it looks like the Bucs are going to win their division, the NFC South, so not good. Tennessee was out there. Henry is hurting. Coach Grable goes up back to New England where he played against his former coach Belichick, and they get beat 36-13.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Giants in Philadelphia, the New York Giants. You know, as they say, the New York football Giants.
The New York football Giants.
13-7, Captain. Mm-hmm. A very... very interesting game. Atlanta and Jacksonville, not really much there. They won 21-14 Atlanta. Another game, the Jets, Houston, 21-14. Just a lot of teams this year just not playing good football. And then the Denver Broncos, 28-13 over the Chargers. Denver's trying to make that push, man. They're playing good as a unit. Nothing spectacular, Captain, but all around just good football. Then the big story of the day, the Green Bay Packers over the Los Angeles Rams, kind of thinking that might be the NFC Championship game, Captain, and see who goes to the Super Bowl between those two, you know, versus also the Bucks in that mix. But
well, Green Bay is 9-3 right now.
Mm-hmm. And so are the Bucks. So it's going to be interesting.
No, the Bucks are 8-3.
No, they won yesterday. So
yeah, they're 8-3.
Oh, because of the bye weeks. Yes,
correct.
Yes, yeah, and the Green Bay's 9-3. Their bye week is this week. Correct. So I think they'll be 9-3 after next week. But anyway, don't be prejudging the season. But the big story was Green Bay, 36-28 winners. But Packers, Mr. Aaron Rodgers, he's just signing a possible toe surgery after the win. It's starting to get to him. That's a tough thing to do, man, when your feet are hurting. It's tough to play any sport, especially the quarterback position. So,
how about the Florida Gators hiring a new coach real quick?
Yeah, the Louisiana Cajun boy. Well, you know, he's a hot commodity. He's turned that program around down there in good Louisiana. So I'm hoping, he can do something for the Florida Gators. Bob Stoops, he's going to be the interim coach at Oklahoma for their bowl game yet to be determined.
Yeah, how about that?
And Riley decided to head out west
mm-hmm.
to USC, Captain, and take that job. I was really curious to see who's going to take that University of Southern California job. The kid, talking about young kids who are up and coming, is the Iowa State coach. I don't know if he's ever going to leave there. He's kind of a Bobby Bowden of Iowa football right now in Iowa State.
How about
really
Miami? I think Lane Kiffin's going to wind up there.
You think Lane Kiffin's going to go back to the Hurricanes? That could happen.
I heard it over the weekend. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, he was down there in Florida Atlantic, and now goes up home. He says he's committed to Ole Miss. I tell you, I think Ole Miss is on the rise.
You know,
it's kind of fun. It's going to determine if Archie Manning's grandchild decides to go to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
It could be interesting.
That would be interesting.
There was some talk Lane Kiffin might go to Florida and take the kid with him. So, a lot of things going on. Don't want to forget the last night's game, Captain. Baltimore 16, Cleveland 10, and San Francisco 34, Minnesota 26 in the late game. That was a good, exciting, high-scoring game also that went back and forth. I know we don't want to forget our Jewish friends, Captain. Wish them a happy Hanukkah.
That's right, absolutely. Happy Hanukkah. Mm-hmm.
That starts today, for people who didn't know. And, another thing that happened in that Viking game. No, Dalvin Cook, former Florida State running back, was carted off with a shoulder injury. So that's not good for the Vikings trying to make the playoffs and wild card. He's very instrumental on that team and a great running back. So we'll see how that transpires.
Yeah, there were some injuries yesterday, but I didn't see anything serious, thank God.
Right, exactly. Things that are just going to keep guys out for a couple weeks, nothing major, which is good. It's sad. It's just one of those games, Captain. It's very brutal on
all righty.
You take care, brother. I know we're up against the clock.
Yep.
You take care. God bless. And I will talk to you Friday morning. Thank you.
Yes, you will. Okay, that's Patrick Kylan, the insurance quarterback. And by the way, this final segment brought to you by our friends down at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Don't forget Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. All right, it's time for 60 Seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say something to you gamblers out there. You guys, you should have a class action lawsuit against the NFL, the NHL, and the NBA, where they take players off right before the game that you didn't know about, and they change the line and they change the spread. I'm not a gambler, but this is bigger, more corruption. This is as big corruption as our Congress, who just passed $1.2 trillion we don't have. And DeSantis, I'm telling you right now, I want to sue each one of these Republicans and Democrats personally for spending money we don't have. Donald, it's great to see you finally on TV on One American News Network calling out the corruption when you're up 650,000 votes in Pennsylvania, and then people vote for Joe Biden, and then all the corruption. You won in a landslide. What's happening in this country is the most corrupt thing I've ever seen in my life, okay, with this election. Okay, yeah, Donald, you're right. Oh, look, everyone telling, look, Mitch McConnell, I'm glad you called out Mitch. I've been calling out Mitch McConnell as on the Chinese payroll forever. I've been calling out Lindsey Graham. Look at these Republicans. If I was a Republican majority leader, I'd be standing out there every day saying, who's letting these illegals in? Who's letting these illegals in with no mask, no nothing? And the media doesn't say anything, okay? Again, remember, if you're a Christian, you're the infidel. They kill those people on purpose. They push a button and they retaliate. That's the left. Wake up and stand up for our Lord and Savior. Put your faith in Jesus Christ, because you never know when your number is
okay.
Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our country. Please, let's get to work.
All right, that's Todd in Tampa. We let him finish off the show today. There, Sergio, could remember Todd if you don't remember anything else. Okie dokie. The Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition, has come to an end. I'll be back with the Tuesday morning edition tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about after today. And by the way, keep your eyes on the Supreme Court. A lot of concern there by some over this Mississippi case becoming the case that undoes Roe v. Wade. All right, I'll see you tonight.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with